Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Red Bull Flugtag. That's right, Red Bull Flugtag. Flugtag being German for flying machine. November 10th at McCovey Cove in San Francisco. Man-made flying machines are going to be flying off the dock. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be announcing it. It's going to be fun. Over 30 teams. First flight is at 1 p.m. Red Bull Flugtag, November 10th at McCovey Cove in San Francisco. But here's the cool thing about Red Bull Flugtag. It's all over. Just go to RedBullFlugtagUSA.com. Find out if people are going to be making man-made flying machines that are going to be near you. Come see it. Come see the crashes. Come see the design. Come see the humor. And come out because Red Bull always goes big and they put on a good show. Once again, RedBullFlugtagUSA.com. See you Saturday at McCovey Cove. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the About Last Night show, coming to you live once again from the green room at the John Lovitz Comedy Club. We're not in the studio again this time because Adam and I are busy.
Yeah, we got shit to do, man.
We got stuff going on. We're very busy people. We're very successful show business people.
Wow.
We know...
You've changed, man.
We know Brody Stevens. I think once you know Brody Stevens, great comedian, then you're famous. So, yeah. But we're coming to you live, and we brought with us a very good friend of ours, Mr. KT Tatara. What's up, KT?
Hey!
Yeah, applause!
Yeah! Killing already. yes.
KT Tatara, very funny comic. They can follow you on Twitter at KT Tatara.
KT Tatara, yeah.
There wasn't another KT Tatara
Not this time. I lucked out.
KT, your Twitter feed is one of the best. I love it.
Thanks, man. You and about 487 other people also...
You have more followers than that, don't you?
Yeah, I don't. It's like it's embarrassing.
What goes into a tweet for you?
I wish you had more. I wish you
I
had more
like
followers.
2,000, like 2,500, 2,400, something like that. It's sad.
Yeah, but this brings up a good topic. Like, what goes through your head when you're trying to form a tweet?
I don't think I just have thoughts and just write them down. I'm just like it's almost just like a. If someone was here, I'd probably tell them, but I'm just by myself somewhere, so I'm just like, oh, I'll just fucking write this down.
Your tweets tend to have a theme, and don't let me pigeonhole you, but you're very relationship-y. You like to talk about men and women. And
hey, can we cuss on this shit?
Yeah, cuss all you want.
Don't you fucking swear, dude. You fucking...
Hey, you mind if I fucking cuss on this shit?
Not at all. Go nuts, my man.
Jaleel White asked us that, too. He said, what the frick, like 6 times.
Are you serious?
And then I was like, dude, fuck, shit, piss, bitch.
And then even when we gave him the green light, he was still kind of hesitant.
He was very cautious.
Did I do that out of him?
We did not.
No, we didn't even try, though. We should have tried to set him up.
Sure. Just like, pretend he knocked over something and just
or you guys just kept on saying bro.
Be like, oh shit.
Let's
knock something. Knock something.
Let's
over.
Play
yo,
a
did
game.
Did I do that? And be like, yo, man, I'm sorry, but I hate to ask this right now. But do you got any cheese?
Steve, go home. I don't have to take this. I'm going home. It was that one. We tried, but that was a fun one. And so, KT, you're following Jaleel White, my friend. You're following.
Oh, he was the last episode.
Steve Urkel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
oh
dude.
Shit.
How does that shit feel?
Wow, man, that's a dream come true. Awesome, man. I'm a big fan.
And we're coming to you on Election Day. We're recording this on Election Day. The election is going on live right now. We don't know who's winning. I think Romney's winning at this point just by a couple of
I wonder if it's going to be... I mean, by the time people listen to this, they already know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if it's going to be like the thing where one wins the popular vote but doesn't win the electoral vote. And like how happened with George Bush in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Like he didn't get the popular vote. Like Al Gore won the popular vote, but like George Bush won the elector votes or something, you know, because of Florida or whatever.
I don't want that because I hate elections because it's just like everyone voices their opinion. And like on Facebook, you're just brought like just
you know,
constantly.
People with their opinions. Like, listen, you don't have an opinion. You shut the fuck up out there, right?
That's a tweet.
Write that down.
There you go. Well, just like for me, it's I don't know if these people are trying to sway people. Like, and if they are, who's the guy that's on the internet going, I don't know who to vote for, but
yeah.
Ooh, sexy girl 92. just said Romney's going to take away her vagina, yeah. and I don't want that to happen.
Also, it's like you're kind of friends with people that probably have similar beliefs, so you're kind of preaching to the choir with a lot of your, you know, preachy status updates. And maybe you get some people that are, you know, your friends that didn't know how you felt politically or something, but... Yeah, it is kind of weird. Everyone always, like, voices their things. I always just laugh at it because the reality is nobody knows shit. Everyone acts like they know all these things. Like, look, that's why we have lawyers, okay? You don't know the fucking Constitution. You don't know about all these goddamn things and laws and rules. And everyone's like, say no to this because this is going to... No, say yes to this because this is going to happen. It's like, have you read the booklet? It's like... Have you ever tried to read the state proposition booklets they send out? It's, like, impossible. I'm sitting there for, like, 20 minutes going, like, okay, if this happens, then they will do this. And then you read the fucking other side to it, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. It says it's not going to happen. It's like rebuttal to that, and it's like, no, it will happen. But then, and it's like, Jesus, what the hell is going on with this?
It's kind of like the South Park episode where Kyle agrees to the iTunes terms without even reading them, and then all of a sudden has to be a part of the human Sentai pad.
Oh, wow. I have not seen that one, but that sounds South Park-y.
Yeah, it's just kind of like that. Like, I voted today. I don't know if you guys did. Did
Fuck
you vote?
Yeah.
I mailed in my ballot like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you Asians and your efficiency.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know if I was going to be out of town or not, so I was just like, oh, fuck, I just mail it in.
That's true. Yeah, good call. But even reading it in the thing.
Plus, I don't want to smell old people, you know, standing in line at the fucking thing. It's just like,
that's really the biggest drawback of the voting booth. It's not the pressures of making the right decision. It's formaldehyde.
Yeah.
I think one of the good things about sending in your vote is you really feel like your vote really matters and it's really important, whereas when you go to the poll, I see... You know, the fat dude down the street that I'm pretty sure is a child molester, and he's in line with me, and I'm going, wow, his vote counts the exact same as mine, and I don't touch kids.
That brings up an interesting point. You don't think a guy who maybe gets turned on by little boy butt cheeks should, which, by the way, is coming out on iTunes next week.
Little boy butt cheeks, great band. Yeah. Great band.
if he, you don't think that he should have the same... Voting on, like, you know, maybe processed food should be brought to the forefront of my attention.
Well, it's just disturbing when you watch...
Because that's the guy who's buying a lot of sandwich meat. I mean...
Hey, you know, he's
child
got...
Child molesters buy a lot of Lunchables.
He does. Absolutely.
Yeah, he cares about trans fat, bro.
So he wants to know what... He wants to know what's on his food label.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't want
to be... You know, it might be a kid, but it's still a person with a figure that he wants to keep in track.
He doesn't want to diddle these unhealthy kids. You know, he wants to make sure their, you know, endocrine system is working or something.
Absolutely. But it's just, for me, it's depressing because you think, like, Honey Boo Boo's mom, her vote counts just the same as yours.
Yeah.
And when she's the one that gives her kids Red Bull mixed with Mountain Dew, you're like, maybe that's someone that should get, like, 0.5 of a vote. Or maybe 0.25.
Do you think they're voting, though? I mean, I think a lot of... I mean,
Honey Boo Boo?
I just heard a thing driving over here. There were, like, 77% of all California registered voters have voted. And they were like, wow. And I was like, wait a minute. So there's... So out of 100%... First of all, not everybody's registered to vote.
Right.
So there's a certain percent of people that are only registered to vote that aren't. And then... Out of that amount of people, only less than 100% of them have voted.
So if you're registered, you're still not showing up.
Like, shouldn't that be like, yeah, hey, less than 100% of people who are registered aren't voting? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But instead, they're like, hey, it's more than 50%. Can you believe that
shit? We're doing good. Yeah. We got up off our fat asses long enough to pull a lever.
I also mailed in my ballot so I could go buy Halo 4 today. So,
is that what the fucking lines were outside of Best Buy?
Yeah.
So, oh, that Best Buy wasn't a polling place?
Maybe. I don't know.
Wow. Thanks for living up to the Asian stereotypes, by the way. Getting you.
What's Asians?
Hey, what's Asian stereotype? God damn.
Playing video games?
Yeah, getting video games on time.
Oh. All right.
Being really efficient.
I think you're making that up, man. All right, now KT, now throw a dwarf stereotype.
First of all, I didn't go to the midnight release last night, so I don't know how many Asians there were in line. I don't think it's like a parade of Asians all in line there, you know.
But if it were, it'd sound a lot like...
Actually, that, nothing. It'd be very silent and quiet. It would just be just very orderly and just standing there patiently.
Exactly.
No fights.
Very calm.
Now, is there a stereotype as far as like what... ethnicity is more like privy to video game, like, I feel like white, you know, males in their 40s and 30s are like the
single white males,
The big demo, but Asian dudes are probably just as.
I think it's different between like video game consoles and then like computer games. I think with
you guys
Xbox,
are all about the
PlayStation, it's probably everyone, if anything, more maybe just like, you know, college dudes of any race getting high and eating, you know, whatever food that
Why
you
pointing at me, man?
I was going to say, you reference whatever, what type of foods yeah, you yeah. reference in your bit about, like, smoking weed or getting high. You
right,
know?
Right.
So Mountain Dew or Cheeto, whatever.
Sure,
you know?
Or Costco muffins instead of Pop-Tarts instead yeah. of ice cream. Sure.
See, I know. See, I knew you would have
Yo, I had
one.
The key to the kitchen at the frat for a year, so that was kitchen
See,
steward.
I knew you'd have some very specific ones oh, yeah. there. But
Wheat
I think
thin
with computer
macaroni
games,
balls. Wow, that sounds awesome.
No, it does. That sounds like something you could make.
I think with computer games, it might be a little more Asian just because they're sitting on the computer and getting all mm-hmm. that. But I don't know. I feel like that's not... I think Asians and being tied to computers was such a thing of like the 80s, 90s before everyone got a... like, remember... I don't know if you guys remember. It's like in the mid-90s, it was like dorky to go home and get on the computer.
Right.
Like when I was in high school,
oh,
it was
yeah,
just
you're
like...
right.
It was like, oh my God, why don't you just... like, I remember chicks being like, why don't you just fucking go home and play on your computer or something?
Yeah.
Now chicks are nonstop on the computer. They're on their phone. Or even before you could do all the shit online... the phone, they were going home to get on MySpace or
yeah.
Face the Jury or whatever, Hot or Not or whatever the shit was 10 years
sure.
ago.
AOL Instant Messenger when
yeah.
that first came out.
It's like it took a while, but before sure. it was like, oh, you're on the computer, nerd. What are you, fucking dork? And now
you're playing Leisure Suit Larry and Mystic.
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about.
How about those references?
Yeah, you're playing Wolfenstein 3D and
two virgins just went,
yeah, Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah, you never played Leisure Suit Larry?
Fuck, man.
That was like a game.
I vaguely remember this title. I don't yeah. remember the game, though.
Leisure Suit Larry. I was playing that when I was like 12, and the whole game was like you were this 8-megapixel character that like walked around and tried to bang chicks.
I
and
like that.
For like a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, that was
wait, is this? Are we talking like Apple 2GS
yeah.
or okay? It's
yeah.
like that. So like, it's the Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Right.
Game.
So when you're just boxes moving.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's
the Oregon
about
Trail,
it.
Like all those games. Okay, this is pre Commodore 64. Yeah, but all that shit, it was like dorky to play on the computer, or like kids did it. But then all of a sudden, something happened like 7-8
sure.
years ago where it was like, oh, yeah,
now you
hot chicks are all over it.
Yeah, now you got hot chicks.
Once girls found
World
that they could get attention online, they just immediately went to it. They're like, oh, here we go.
Wait a minute. You mean I could not leave my house and still have guys like Google
yeah.
me? And now.
And I get to complain about that later, too.
And now, have you seen the, have you seen some like the porn stars on Twitter actually post like their Amazon wish lists?
Oh, that's I hate that.
And just like they ask
what?
Their fans, just hey, buy me stuff.
That's ridiculous.
And their fans do it.
I know they're fucking.
Their
stupid.
Fans just buy them stuff with just like, okay, I bought Jesse.
If you
Jane
do that, you're a fucking
a neck
idiot.
Massager. And like, what you think Jesse James is gonna walk to your house and be like, you bought me this neck massager? Drop those pants, Clyde.
It's just I try not to follow
Clyde.
Some of those porn stars because first of all they're posting like super raunchy naked pics, which I like, but mm-hmm. I might just be checking my thing, you know, at
right.
Starbucks or on a airplane or you know whatever, like waiting in an airport or something like that. And all of a sudden a fucking pussy just pops. I'm like, oh shit, you know.
Do you so, watch porn at the airport?
At the air?
Yeah.
Oh no, I
yeah, you
done
can't
that.
Do it.
Yeah, I guess if you went into the family, was it the bathroom where it's
the
like
handicap
a,
bathroom?
Yeah, the handicap one
yeah.
that's just by itself. Maybe
yeah.
you can go in there.
Guys yep. always come into my bathroom, man.
Yeah. Dude, you have to. Sometimes you're in a rush, and that's the only one that's open. And you also you're like,
and
hey,
you
gotta
rub one out. Yeah. You're in a rush. You gotta rub one out. Like, oh shit, they're boarding in 10 minutes. Hey,
now,
I'm Southwest. I gotta knock this off. What if a hot chick sits next to me?
Does it count joining the Mile High Club if it's masturbating?
What
say you?
I'm gonna vote no.
You're gonna vote no.
I'm gonna actually upgrade the Mile High Club. I think the standards now should be you have to fuck a flight attendant. Okay,
yeah,
none
dude.
Of this. You just or
yeah.
at least a girl
none
you
the,
met on the
none
plane.
None of this fucked like, with the person you came with.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
weak.
You can't
how
plan
convenient.
It.
Oh yeah, how convenient.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh, you're such a stud.
You gotta
yeah.
like walk to. You gotta be Southwest. Hey, how's it going? Hey, why don't we fucking go back there? Or you know, flight attendant, the pilot, whatever.
Why would happen that easily for you, huh?
No.
I like that you just said like two lines and you're like, why don't we go back there? And then assume, and then you stop talking as if like we should play out the rest of the scenario in our heads as if that was happening.
Right. That's how it goes, you know?
Yeah, hey, but, you know, if it is going to happen, it should happen that quickly.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
both parties involved should.
You're going
to
know.
You don't want to have to sit there and what, you know, the flight's an hour and a half and you got to fucking, you know, get to know them for an hour. It's like, if that's going to happen on a plane,
you go.
There shouldn't be any
yeah.
talking. It should be just
yeah,
a couple
you just
looks.
Yeah, sleep afterwards. You just get down. Yeah,
perfect.
It's not
dude,
awkward.
I had a flight one time Southwest from Los Angeles to Miami, and I got like I hit the gold rush.
Tons of hot chicks on that flight.
Literally a Playboy playmate.
You got to get like a Tampa to Vegas, to Miami to L.A. Perfect. That's like the hot routes right there.
Playboy playmate. To Delaware.
Sits next to me.
It's up there.
No one sits in the middle. So it's just me and the playmate. I'm like, dude, this is the mother load. Awesome. This is
you and the fucking playmates, Brad.
I know.
If I hear one more story about you fucking.
Yeah, if there's.
Well, here's this story.
There should be an SAT question that Brad Williams is to fucking playmates as dog is to puppy.
Right. Seriously, man.
But like.
Or no, as fat guy is to, you know, overdosing on donut holes and pepperoni pizza from Papa John's.
This girl sits next to me. I immediately think, sweet, the hottest girl ever. And I'm going to get to kind of
motorboat her,
make an attempt at it. She proceeds to talk nonstop and annoy the absolute fuck out of me for 30 minutes.
What would she say that was so
She would just keep talking about how awesome her life is and all the celebrities she's banged, which I thought would be awesome, but then she started naming like third liners from the Ducks. Yeah,
I went to the movie there for a second.
I immediately went to Mighty Ducks.
You're like, wait, she fucked the knuckle puck guy?
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
My brain's on a fucking one track.
Haberman? She fucked Haberman.
My brain
really?
Is always just set up to go Mighty Ducks, Goonies, Angels in the Outfield.
Maybe she was hitting on you, bro, because if she's saying she likes kids and she's kind of like, hey, Brad, you're about the same size.
But and then literally after like 30 minutes of her just annoying the absolute crap out of me, she looks at me and goes, oh, so what do you do? And I say, I'm a comedian. And she goes, oh, great. You could tell me jokes like the whole flight.
Oh,
okay.
No.
All right. Tell me a joke. And I was so
That's
mad
so,
at
such
this
a turn
point.
Off.
That's when you should have been like, why don't we go in the bathroom and fuck?
Like, yeah. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Well.
Me? Me who? Me fucking you in the bathroom. What?
No, I think I've heard that one before.
Guess you had to be there.
I think
laboratory.
I think Sam Tripoli told me that joke. Yeah. But basically, I just told her. I said, "Listen, I get paid to tell jokes. You get paid to get naked. So when you get naked for free, I'll tell my jokes for free." And at that point, she shut
down.
For the
she
rest.
Shut down. Huh?
Yeah, you should have turned down. That into "How about you show me a tit? I'll tell you a joke. Tit for joke. Tit
for joke.
Tit for joke." I think that was rejected. Political program that really should have gone tits for jokes.
You had them some openings there, Brad. You gotta. It is so annoying though when like someone's annoying you and then they pull the fucking you're a comedian and it's just like
yeah. How do you
deal?
I mean, it's. I don't think there's not one comic who hasn't dealt with that, and even if it's not in a, sometimes it's a condescending way where it's like, oh, you're a comedian. Oh, so I guess so people pay you, so you get paid to do that, or like you know, so I guess you're gonna take over this party at some point, or we haven't. Or this is the worst, where you've been talking to him for 10 minutes.
Very funny.
Yeah, you haven't been very funny so far.
I get that every time.
Yeah,
actually.
Dude. Well, it's I like to just also do that on stage and then just be a fucking person. And it's also you're very uninteresting, and I just met you, and I got forced into this group circle. So you're the one who's.
I mean, how many jobs does that actually happen?
You're the one who's not funny.
I think it's just.
Right.
I think it's like comedians and strippers, where when people find out what we do,
the two funniest professions,
immediately expect us to do our job.
I don't know if there's much
right
finding
then.
Out with the stripper. You pretty much know
That's
right
true.
Away. You're like,
there's
stripper.
Not too much of a discovery happening.
Yeah, like, oh, really? This chick's a stripper? I don't
no
think
idea.
I've ever said that.
Well, cool. Your name's Gushers, and you're 19. Well, I guess I can pretty much put it together for myself.
Oh, I get it. This pink little tutu with no underwear is your... I just thought that you were just, confident like that. I didn't know you were a stripper.
All right, if you... Without even thinking, if you could be a stripper.
Yeah.
Okay, let me backtrack. When you're a stripper and comedy just becomes a hobby.
This weekend.
What would your stripper name be?
Oh, man.
And I don't want to do the whole, some people do, it's the sweet you were born on plus your favorite flavor of ice cream or whatever. Chocolate chip 35th. That doesn't fucking have a good ring to it. Like what? So just make up one.
Do guys, I don't know guys strip names because, girls always have silly, fun sounding names.
Right.
But like,
or like
do
expensive
guys,
stuff.
Because it's like, I only want to know Magic Mike from the movie. Like, do guys.
Guys are almost like American Gladiator names where it's like,
Thor.
Turbo. Yeah. But then you add like a genital to it. So it's like Turbo Dick or fucking.
How do you know this?
Dude, there's a site called gladiatordick.com.
Let me tell you.
No,
you're on it.
So what would it be?
I like something.
Something that's got it's gonna be catchy. That's but not gonna give away who you are. But maybe it's something that it's just like your if Mighty Ducks is your favorite movie, maybe you pull.
See, it's hard because you know, sorry, no pun intended.
I was just going to say, God, we're all just dirty five-year-old comedians.
Clean it up, you guys.
You know what?
He said something that relates to something a cock might do.
Well, because I am half Japanese, for the listeners out there that can't tell. you know, I could go the Asian route. You could go something with, like, you know, like Stone Wang or whatever.
Come to the main stage. It's Pearl Harbor, everybody.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oof. Yeah, right? Pussy's getting wet with Pearl Harbor.
Hey, I'm about to drop two bombs on your head, lady. Or did they drop a bomb? I don't fucking know. Whatever. It's like
I think they dropped bombs on us.
You know, I don't know how much that works.
If a Japanese guy came out as Adam Bomb, I would die laughing.
Okay.
That'd be great.
I think that was more of a white guy dancing on top of a Japanese dude. That might be more the... That's a crazy Halloween costume right there. Just walk around with like a dead Japanese person underneath it. No, I'm the Atom Bomb. Get it? See, this is the dead Japanese person.
This Japanese guy I'm dragging with three arms?
Yeah.
Atom Bomb. You
see how he's just burned into the ground like
no,
that?
No, didn't get it? Oh, all right.
This is disgusting, you guys. Yeah, I don't know. So you could go, you know, Stone Wang or, or you know, some kind of... Asian sounding thing, but
sure.
I don't know, man. It might be just funnier just to like be like Stan, you know.
Right? Just be like, that's what I'm saying. Like I would just be,
you know?
I would just
George.
Be, yeah, Terry Pendleton. People are like
Terry Pendleton,
the Braves third baseman from the 1995 championship
right,
team.
Right, the guy who made the final out. That dude,
or maybe because quite a few sports names when you think about it could sound like pretty great. Point. Mark Lemke,
that's
another
true.
Brave.
Oh.
David Justice.
David Justice.
Shit, that's a guy
like
you
one.
Want dancing on top of you.
John Olrude, if we're going back that far.
That sounds like he's got a disease.
That sounds gross. Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
The
like Rodman.
Brad Williams. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's got a great sound to
professional
it.
Professional dwarf tosser right
there
here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in the league.
Have you ever, Brad, have you ever been to a strip club where they asked you to come out on stage? Or
yes.
Oh, that's got to be like every time.
Yes.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Pretty much every time. In fact, the last time.
You know what would be great? Is if you What's came up? Out right now with one of the girls, right? Or do they want you to come out in an outfit, or is it just like come out on stage? Because you gotta believe that
the girls like throw you around the pole.
Oh yeah, dude.
The last time I was at a strip club was doing the Pittsburgh Improv, and it was one of those nights where there was a feature dancer, some porn star coming into town, and the porn star's name is Daisy Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she sees me and just immediately just goes, "You have to come on stage with me." I'm just like, life sucks. You know, life.
Can I jerk off during this?
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. Right. It's
dim the lights a little
bit. It's podcasting. Our listeners won't know.
Yeah, you're right.
She's
like my fantasy right here.
She asked me to come on stage with her, and she's wearing like this little sailor type outfit.
Oh, my God.
And then she gets naked, hands me a whip, and says, "Start whipping me."
Jesus.
And I'm like whipping her on stage.
And you're like, yeah, obviously. I thought I was going to maybe like wrap this around my neck and, you know,
yeah,
and pretend to.
Wait, where, what was the strip club? Was it the one downtown or the one in McKees Rocks? I know Pittsburgh strip clubs.
It's great, though, that she maybe assumed that you wouldn't know what to do with a whip, that she just was like, hey, whip me.
No, you have to whip me with this. It's like, oh, I thought it went up my butt and was a tail. No.
I fist you with this.
Jesus.
And then she had a chair on stage, so then I immediately went into my lap dance closer that I normally do when I do stand up.
Oh my God, you gave her a lap dance?
I did. And
I can't jerk off to her anymore.
Knowing that my balls have been on top of that.
God damn it.
But yeah, so oftentimes at strip clubs I'm used as a prop.
Right.
And it goes back to my thing where women do this stuff with me because they think, all right, he's a dwarf, he's safe.
Wait, what happened after this? It was just like, funny, or did they, like, go fuck you?
Then after all that happened, then the boyfriend ran up to me. Which, by the way, is anything creepier than the porn star boyfriend husband?
Hey, what's up, bro? You were good.
You were good. I like the way you stuck things inside of her.
Oh, her husband was saying this?
Yeah. But he was...
Traveling porn star husband boyfriend that goes to the strip clubs to watch the feature dance. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yes. His job literally was when guys threw the money on stage, he was going around the stage collecting the money.
He's a dollar bitch.
He really is. It's like, hey, hold the suitcase, collect the money, don't stare at those titties.
That's got to be a tough thing, being the boyfriend or the dad, I guess, even of...
the
or
dad.
Both.
It makes me always wonder, like, because, you know, now that I got... twin nieces and they're three, and like for sure they're at least, you know, it's not like what they're 3-4 years away from that being a problem, but
what
where they, you know,
they're 3-4 years away from stripping
where they're dancing for sandwiches, or you know, I don't know. But, you know, but you, shit, even as an uncle, I'm like, God, man, like.
Wait, are they twins?
You said? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, 50,
so that's a combo, man. Like, that's 50-50. But also, it's like, you know, people like that shit in pairs, and that's a novelty.
Yeah,
man.
Like, not it's not going to be one goes a stripper and the other one
is. Yeah, one goes,
girl,
the other's
they're
going.
Both, they're both going.
Well, and that speaks, that's an testament to my sister for keeping them, having them be so close. You know, I feel like if one's going to, if one's, the other one's like, hey, look, if you're doing it, I'm doing it. Like, let's stick together. Not, if one's like. You know,
it's also a good business move. You
for
know
sure.
I mean?
Absolutely.
Oh, totally. Come on.
Well, you can, market them better. But if one gets a scholarship to Harvard and the other one, you know, ends up shooting up crystal meth in Wendy's parking lot, you know, and then, you know, at least they'll stick together.
You love Wendy's, bro. You bring up Wendy's more than anyone I've ever met.
I haven't been
to
Wendy's.
I used to love Wendy's. I haven't been in like years because I had a problem.
What happened?
I fucking loved it. I just couldn't stop eating.
Oh, you had a problem
like,
with
awesome. Yeah, just fucking.
Like you got addicted to Wendy's?
Yeah, I just
was
can't
Wendy's
go.
The one that got had
that
the
was my favorite.
E. coli breakout, or was that Jack in the Box?
I think it was Jack in the Box.
You know what's so funny? That's how fat we are as a fucking country. Like, there was a report
people
that one of these
go.
Places, like, one, like it's one of these places amongst all the fast food places, but it, yeah, I mean, it just was kind of like, oh, yeah, like. 29-year-olds died. Oh,
that
shit,
sucks.
Really? When was that? Last year.
Ah, oh, well, I'm fine. It's probably fine by now.
I was in Virginia. Oh, fuck
yeah,
it.
Well, dude, I don't live to, dude, I've never even been to Virginia. Yeah. Like, you start, like, justifying with, like, reasons. Like, dude, I don't even know where that is on the map, so clearly that's not going to affect me.
Right.
I think guys do the same thing with potentially tarnished pussy that they do with their food, where it's like... Or how they justify, like, well, it looks clean. Well, I won't use a condom.
Brad, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. You lost me a
just
potentially
me?
Tarnished pussy.
What happened to the yes and rule of improv?
Yeah,
fellas?
I don't think I've ever been like, oh, you only had gonorrhea 4 months ago? All right, yeah, fuck it. Who cares?
You haven't?
Yeah, I was just like, wait a minute. You've been taking the antibiotics for how many days? Yeah, I'm good. Yeah,
that's
right.
That's probably five. So I'm the only one here.
Yeah, bro. Oh, okay. But it's okay, man. You get stripper pussy thrown in your face, and you're fucking 69ing a chick on stage. Do whatever you want. No, it doesn't matter.
Whatever you want.
Okay.
I had to also do a walk of shame not too long ago.
Matter of fact, that probably will get you more porn stars if you're like, ah, fucking, actually, I caught gonorrhea. She's going to be like, me too. Oh, my God.
we're good. We're safe
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. Can't get what you already got. You know what I'm
our
saying?
Our stuff will match. Oh, my God.
What happened with your walk of shame?
Where was I? I was in Tampa. And
I'm not going to be able to beat any of your stories.
You
bro.
Can't. Yo, Jaleel White on this last episode goes, I want to come back just to swap sex stories.
Just like story for story.
He's like, yo, you and I probably could go back and forth on some good shit.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear that.
This is, I was in Tampa and it was after the show. I'm in a new city. I don't have a car. These girls are like, hey, you want to come out with us to a bar? I was like, fuck yeah. It looks like things are going to happen. So go out to the bar. Their house is like a mile and a half away from the bar. We go back to the house. Stuff goes well.
Yeah.
The next day, I wake up. It's like 9 a.m. This girl maybe went to sleep at like 7 a.m. So she's just out, and she's not going to be waking up anytime soon. My batteries on my phone is dead. I'm stranded. So I'm like, fuck it. I got to do the walk of shame. I had to walk about a mile and a half back to the bar. Just to like,
which in dwarf feet, that's
yeah,
like
that's
7
that's
miles.
That's a long fucking way.
Yeah,
like a mile and a half. Yeah, that's sick. So
that's like,
well, because
like, picture Annie walking like in the movie Homeward Bound, where it's like, it's like you are almost like you were the dog and the cat in this scenario, where it's like they're like, oh, how are we gonna get home? Brad, like, here's this voice. Who would be narrating you when you were like, fuck, I
hope Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
I wish I knew how long this was. Maybe I shouldn't have had sex with that girl. Now I have to walk 15 miles to the nearest Circle K.
That's literally what I had to do because she was in some residential neighborhood.
Oh, God.
And I tried to call a taxi, but the taxi was like,
Wait. So a girl brought you back or two girls brought you back? What happened?
One girl brought me back to her place.
One girl brought you back. She
two
did
girls,
coke.
One dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one girl, one dwarf.
What's that?
It was one girl.
One girl. Yeah. And then so she passes out at 7. Why were you up at 9 a.m.? Why don't you just fucking sleep there for a while and get a ride?
Because I don't sleep well in someone else's home when there's like, there's a potential of boyfriends coming home, shit happening. Yeah. Like, I just don't sleep easy.
Yeah.
So I wake up and I'm like, I gotta get out of here. I don't want to stay.
You knew your way back, or you had your phone or something?
I had my phone and I did like GPS.
Why don't you just call a cab or something?
I tried, but it was like a residential area and the street like wasn't labeled. I had no idea where the fuck I was, so I couldn't even tell them where I was. So I
need an app for this.
Yeah, right. The one night stand app.
It finds you, and then it's just like, oh, we'll be right there. You know, no questions. You know, they just fucking show up.
No judging. None of that.
Totally.
But, so yeah, so the nearest point, like I had to walk. I would walk a mile and a half to something that was actually like an address that I could tell what it was.
Jesus Christ.
And then, yeah, and that's when I called up the cabbie.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? That's I never thought that I'd be doing a walk of shame. I always thought that was kind of the female thing, but fuck it. You got to do what you want to do.
Is that a walk of shame? I don't think guys, it's never a walk of shame for dudes.
And why is it even a walk of shame for the girls? Like, yeah. It's just, it's like they... Shit, man. They,
yeah,
you know,
sex is a shameful act.
Yeah,
that was
fuck
a beautiful
that, dude.
Thing.
Yeah, she should be walking out there being like, look, I've participated in this wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a nice thing she
you
did.
You know, we cried together, you know. Yeah.
Went to Wendy's.
To Wendy's.
Perfect.
Got the Frosty.
You know, why not? I mean, obviously, we shared a moment. We could probably celebrate that, right?
Yeah.
But I just didn't feel comfortable there. I just don't feel comfortable.
Did you steal anything at least? I mean, like, Jesus Christ, bro.
Well, yeah, she had a nice little My Little Pony collection I got to take. Well, whatever.
I was expecting a lot more of the fucking part of the story.
Yeah. What, on the scale of, like, how good that story was to, like, tell again on a future podcast, that's a 2 out of that's a 2
no,
out of 100.
Maybe. Well, because see, here's the thing. If you had said, like, oh, we did this, and she strapped me to a wheel and spun me around, and 12 of her friends came out and sucked my dick, and it was, like, this awesome time, and then it's
they
like,
put me on a wheel, and it was, like, spinning a wheel of, like, prizes, and it was, like, there was candy bars on it, and then me, so it was, like, some of them got payday, some of them got to blow a dwarf, you know?
It was just, like, the Price is Right wheel, where you have to land in a certain area to get, like, bonuses.
Yeah.
See? Oh, man, you're right. I should
then it's like,
oh,
the mile and a half walk isn't so bad after that. That's pretty cool. You can think about that. Or you get there, and then boyfriend, husband, someone else is there, and they're trying to have a weird threesome with you, and you're like, fuck no, and you have to fend them off and hide in, like, the fucking doghouse the whole night, staying up, and then you had to walk in a mile and a half home, then be like, bro, that was a close call, man. That was a story.
Well, I don't, like, are you comfortable, like, I'm not comfortable having sex in places, like, that's not, like, my hotel room, my house.
Are you
like
kidding
stuff.
Me, bro? I fucked on roofs and garages, man.
I get scared. I
dude,
get scared.
That
of
might
unknown.
Be the coolest sentence to come out of anybody. Are you kidding me, bro? I fucked on
I
roofs.
Fucked on roofs.
What are you fucking, Andy?
In New York and in L.A., bro.
Good
fucking,
for you, my man.
Like, I'm worried about that.
Fucking on roofs.
Do you have to?
What are you, Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins? Fucking.
Oi, be a superhero.
It's a jolly holiday with Mary. Sticking my penis in a snatch. All right.
That song was in the original screenplay.
It was.
They took it out.
Yeah, those dancing penguins.
On a roof. How do you do it on a roof?
I
mean, I guess it's a stupid question. You're outside.
Lay down a towel. Well, if you guys want to know the story, I never told the story before.
Fire away, my friend.
Well, first of all, just check yourself at the door. And before, say you're walking into like a party and this story is in like your pocket. Would you take it out and throw it in the trash real quick, or would you walk in the party with it?
Yeah, I'd walk in the party with it.
Here we go.
It's kind of funny.
Here we go.
So this girl, it was on back in the MySpace days.
This is already good.
It was like 6 years ago or something. Some girl hit me up, and she was in New York, and I used to go to New York a lot more for stand-up, and she messaged me back and forth, when you come to New York, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I don't know, come out and do a thing. So I go out there, do a show. She's all drunk somewhere, doesn't even come to the show I'm at or whatever, and then she's like, let's meet up, so... Go meet up with her. It's like already like 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning. Actually, it's probably later because New York's bars are open later. So it's like 3. You know, go meet up with her. She's all drunk. I'm like, ah, let's go back to my place. And then I'm just kind of like already annoyed. I'm like, I'm not really feeling this. Like, I don't know. You're just being annoying. You didn't come to the show. Like, what the fuck?
You didn't come to support what I'm working towards, man. I don't even know you, but you didn't support my dream right off the bat. And that's a red flag for me.
I know. I got her. Yeah. Well, it was just kind of like weird. It's like, what the fuck is going on here? And she lived in the Lower East Side, so it's kind of crappy. It's like, you know, a little suspect. There's like a remodeled building here.
So
and just,
you
like,
a chaser going a little journey to find her.
Word shit. Yeah, it was like, so I had to go down there, and I was just what's going on here? So then I'm like ready to go. We're just like, we hang out at this bar or something for a while. And she kind of calms down, and she's like, all right, well, I guess I should go to bed. I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll just get a cab. Just so
without,
out
wait,
here.
This is after the sex or with no sex?
No, this is when I first get there, because I'm debating leaving. I'm just like, she's so just annoyed. I'm annoyed with this whole situation.
All right, well, that's something that pisses me off about girls. It's like, I'm at your house, or you're at my house at 3 o'clock in the morning. There's only one thing that should be happening.
Yeah.
It should just be sex.
Well, it was just, I think what it was is she was just trying to be funny and she was kind of drunk. And so she was just like, eh, you know, girls do that thing where I think they like it when guys are kind of mean, especially hot chicks. They like it when guys are mean to them, so they try to do the shit back to you. But it just comes off like just completely like being a bitch and something. It's just like, and I'm like in a good mood. I just had a show and thing. I'm coming down like, hey, yeah. I just kind of want to chill, get to know this girl, have hang out. And she's just been like, ah, and just like yelling at me and hit me, you know, that kind of shit. And
well, you thought you were gonna get, you know, get something specific. It's like if you think you're getting one thing and then it doesn't go that way, then now you're in this middle ground of like, all right, well, what do I, you know, if you're pulling up through a Wendy's and you order a frosty and a fry and a cheeseburger and you're like, oh, they forgot my fry. You're like, well, fuck, I came for the fry so I could dip it in the frosty.
Do I
drive back around and make a hassle out of this, or do I just go home and dip the burger in the frosty? And that's not as good, but I'll do that.
With the burger.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Dip the burger in the frosty? That is insane, bro.
Sometimes you gotta get creative, man.
No way, man.
The frosty needs some love, too.
That's true, though.
Can't just be...
Anyway, so I'm there with the thing, and this girl, and then the situation, and it kind of died
down. The situation
down.
Was there?
The situation was there. He was 16 at the time, so he had lots of abs. he's a lot shorter. I was taller than him, actually, for a second.
We talked about protein powder for a while. I was like, this guy's going to be big, and he left.
So we're talking outside her building, and I'm just, you know, how you end up just kind of bullshitting for a long time. So we're out there talking forever, and eventually she tries to pull a move to get me back upstairs because I'm like, oh, I'm just going to head out. And she's like, I like your hair, and like messing with my hair or something like that. She's like, I want to comb your hair. Will you let me comb your hair?
Whoa.
And I was like, what? And then she's like, yeah, come inside. I want to try to like restyle your hair.
Genius.
And
move.
I was like, oh, this is like a girl, like get you into the place.
Right. Yeah. I want to comb your hair. Yeah. You know what's great about that? Because like the dudes, like, what are like, a dude line's like, hey, you want to watch a movie or do you want to get another drink? Yeah. Or, do you want?
Oh, I got drinking my blood.
This hilarious video I got to show you. This YouTube video.
I got this YouTube video. You got to see
and
it.
The girl's like,
even though my phone's right here and can pull it up, I got a surround sound.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one thing that Steve Jobs kind of cop-blocked a lot of people by having the video so accessible on the phone.
Sure,
it's like I got
that was my move.
Thing.
Because
you can no longer say, hey, let's go back to my place and listen to some music. Like you can't say that either.
I just have the video fuck up on my phone. I'm like, it's not working. We just gotta go inside real quick.
So she goes, let's comb
your
hair.
So she pulls the comb my hairline. I'm like, oh, all right, this chick's kind of feeling it. We go upstairs, and then as we're going up the stairs, you know, this is like a New York walk-up, so we're going up like six flights of stairs in this old-ass building.
Yeah,
and
the shampoo
there's
better
like
be good.
A dead guy outside, and you know, it's like, what is going on? It's like 4 o'clock now, and then she's like, oh, you know what? We got to be quiet. This girl is in my room. She had like a studio apartment thing. And she's like, yeah, my friend, whoever, is like spending the night. And I was like, what? And then she's like, well, she lives far away. And she, I don't know why I'm still whispering to tell you this part, but this is how she said it.
By the way, my friend, whoever, would be a great stripper name. Give it up for whoever. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, whoever you want
to
be.
Come to the main stage, it's who gives a shit.
Wow. All right.
You'll forget her name. So her name doesn't matter. So, like, or is that a horse, maybe? Name doesn't matter.
Yeah, coming in third behind. Who gives
and
a shit?
And down the stretch they come. Name doesn't matter. Who gives a shit? Daddy never loved me.
Stripper horses in a race. So she's telling me that her friend lives in, like, Westchester somewhere far away, and she has to work in the morning, and so they just had this thing where on Thursdays or whatever the fuck it was, like, she'll just spend the night there because she has to get out of the thing.
Sure.
And I'm kind of like, oh, what the there's no bedroom and thing? She's like, no, it's like the size of this fucking green room. It's just, like, one big room with, like, a kitchenette thing, and there's, like, a fucking air mattress on the ground. And she's like, yeah, but she's like, I have a loft. I could go up. We can go up there or whatever. And I was like, okay. So we go in the apartment, tiptoe past this fucking chick all sprawled out on an air mattress and just clothes everywhere. It's just like the messiest like studio apartment you ever seen. And so then there's some stairs, and so we go up these stairs, and it goes up to like this little loft area that's like above part of the room, but then kind of extends outward.
Right.
And she just has a futon there, and that's really it. It's just like a fucking wooden futon with a, you know, mattress.
This is the sex loft.
And like a chair or something. And I'm just like, oh shit, are we gonna just have to fuck like ninja style, all quiet and shit, while this fucking chick is passed out like 6 feet below me? And I'm just sitting there like, all right. So we start getting naked and like hooking up. And the loft walked out to like a patio that was shared by like her neighbor's patio loft thing.
That's a little better option.
And then where this was, it was like, you know, it's in the city, but you walk out and then you're just fucking on the rooftop on a corner of whatever streets we were on, and you know, you see other buildings, you can see right down whatever avenue and like other, you know, things. So we're just like hooking up there, and it was just too uncomfortable trying to be all quiet and thing. I was like, let's just fucking go out there. So I just like take her out there and just, you know, bend her over the edge of the thing, and I'm just fucking rocking it, looking at all the windows, like, I wonder if anyone's recording this right now. Does anyone have binoculars? I hope someone's jerking off to this. You know, that's nice.
Jesus.
As many times I've peered out my window hoping to find people fucking in the woods.
That's what
something.
You always hope
so,
to see.
Yeah, so it's like, all right.
In the woods, where do you live?
When I'm looking outside my window, sipping a cup of warm, hot, homemade cocoa, stroking my beard and my penis, hoping to find intercourse right outside the mahogany fucking weeping willows. Where do you live?
I mean, yeah, I live in the 1800s, I guess.
I just got this great picture of you looking outside your window at the woods with fucking... And just your pants.
Casey Tatar, the frontiersman.
Yeah, you know, just like in a hotel. I don't know, wherever. And just like looking
outside. Great. Outdoors.
And, so anyway, so we're just on a thing on the balcony and just fucking. And then that's when I realized like it was shared by the neighbors because I was just thinking, oh, this is her patio. Yeah. Cool. And then I was like, where are these doors going? She's like, oh, that's my neighbor. I'm like, holy fuck. Like that could be like right there or like coming outside. What if they want to fuck? You know, I don't know what to do. So, you know, anyways, we just kind of did that. And then, you know, I don't know if we finished there or inside or whatever. I had a condom because I'm not like Dirty Brad but questioning like how recent was your last fucking STD. And
Brad just goes, oh, I'm thinking about a condom right now.
Yeah, it makes it so.
That's good enough. Yeah.
She can't get pregnant if you don't imagine it. Okay. And then, that's the rule.
That's true. And then
can't get pregnant if Bieber's playing at the same time. It scares the sperm. Everyone knows that. All right. Everyone does.
Bro, I don't know what book you read, but
that works. Yeah. That works.
So anyway, so we do that. So I'm like, cool. It's fucking 4 a.m. I'm in New York City. I'm on a rooftop and fucking just plowing it out and thing and whatever. Go inside, and then I got to do the walk of shame or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And
which is long because you went up 19 flights of stairs.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, oh Christ. And you know, I'm not staying there. And there's some fucking chick passed out in the thing. And we go inside, and I play with her titties a little bit more, and then
Jesus.
She had big tits. And then you know, I had to get an extra feeling. I was like, I haven't seen this bitch anymore. Fucking Jesus. And,
thanks for the memories.
Actually, no, I did see her then, like, another time. But then she was, like, kind of dating someone and didn't want to hook up. Was kind of getting naked. And it was just weird. But, you know, she's a co-bitch.
How dare her?
Yeah, she's weird. But anyways, yeah, so then did that. And then I was like, all right, well, take it easy. And walked down all the stairs and then had to fucking... You know, not get killed by the bum outside and get a cab ride all the way back. And
you really got to earn your pussy in New York, it seems.
I don't know. I feel like it's easy there, bro. It's tons of chicks. I feel like there's more young single women than dudes.
You think so?
And I just feel like they're all hustling and bustling. Because here's the thing. Girls always have that mentality of like, well, if nobody knows, like, fuck, doesn't count. Or I can slut out when I'm out of town. New York, it's like, hey, there's fucking millions of people here. Like, no one's going to know if I just slut out and hook up with some fucking random dude.
Sure.
I mean, I feel like my batting average in New York is just fucking phenomenal, you know?
Well, by the way, I just want to stop real quick. KT will be performing at the opening of the KB Toy Store in Sherman Oaks next Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, clean show.
At 2 and 3 o'clock.
That's true.
It's all ages, but by all ages, I mean from 4 to 7.
Oh, my God. That was an A story.
I mean, that's not one of my best, but you know,
it's there.
I mean, it topped your fucking walked home after something blah 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 happened.
Yeah, such a disappointment.
Well, I didn't want to give out too many details because I know the girl actually listens to the podcast.
Yeah,
so I don't want her to be like it. That was.
I wonder if the girl I just talked about listens to this. Oh, she's probably dead. Who cares?
Whoa, for real?
No, I don't.
Jesus.
That was MySpace. She did a lot of coke, you know, like 6-7 years ago, whatever this was. Yeah, who knows?
Where'd you go to school again?
West Virginia University.
That's right.
WVU.
Studied in?
Music.
Music.
Now, how did you... Got a BA in music.
Well, how'd you make the jump from music to comedy?
My senior year, I wanted to do comedy and I took a workshop and started doing it. And that's it.
So you took one of those classes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do they teach you?
The stand-up class, like at the club, or was it?
I was in West Virginia. The closest one was in Cleveland, the Cleveland Improv, because the Pittsburgh Improv wasn't there at the time. And it was like 3 hours away. So every Saturday, I drove like 3 hours to go to this class and then drove back. It was cool. I mean, it wasn't like, hey, do I need to be funny? I was just more interested in, like, the business. Like, I didn't know how you get booked and, like, how do you get spots or, you know, how any of that shit works. So I kind of took it more for that. I had already been writing stuff down for a couple years, and I was working at the school radio station for, like, 3 years. So I was already kind of familiar with, like, performing, kind of creating material. I just didn't know about the process of, like, doing stand-up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's funny how when you do finally recognize, like, the process and just the journey of everything and how you kind of have to give yourself over to it. When you first start out, you're like, oh, I just kind of just do it a few times. And then what? I just could probably figure it out. And then I just, you know, do it probably 30 times a year. And then I just like, I'm a comic, right?
Then
and
like Jay Leno calls me and I go on.
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, and right, then you start to like get to know some of the people that are doing it. And you're like, oh, you do, and they're like, yeah, I go up every night and I drove, you know, 3 hours to get 5 minutes. You're like, what?
Yeah. Then you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, and
shit.
The gig was canceled when I got there. Oh, shit.
Right. I had to just look out my window and hope someone was fucking in the woods.
Wait, so music major, what, did you want to be like a DJ or an Asian breakdancer?
DJ? Are music major DJs or not music majors, man. Bro? They're fucking like
did you play the oboe? What did
something.
You do?
The oboe. Oboe. No, I play trombone. So when I was in high school, I got real into trombone. Yeah, I know, right? Right. Oh, you were a fucking band dork and everything, whatever.
Were you good? Don't be modest.
Yeah, I was pretty good.
Fuck yeah.
Do you ever do that to
seduce the ladies when they come back to your place? Like, hey,
yeah.
I gotta feel like that's not gonna work out in your favor when you do that.
Yeah, right. Like, hey, you want to watch a movie? No. Hey, you want to see the score sheet when I got first chair All-State my senior year?
Ever heard a trombone solo of the scales?
See, but then I think it's because of that term, the rusty trombone. If you say, like, you want to see me play my trombone, it sounds like a...
No, this is what everyone says, chicks or anyone else. They just go, what's the trombone? Is that the thing that goes... I'm like,
whoa, what?
Who? Like, yep.
Dude, though, that's...
People don't even know. They're like, trombone? Oh,
God, dude, that's... What is wrong with our... dude,
people say, like, I don't know what a trombone is.
Yeah, people...
That's when you know you could definitely hook up.
Here's the thing. There's bigger things for us to be concerned about that people just don't have basic knowledge of. But, fuck, man, if you're walking outside and putting yourself in a position to
vote,
and just integrate in society and be a part and participate in life's ways and happenings... Fucking, you don't know what a trombone is? Like, I don't want to say kill yourself, but like, just don't come outside.
Yeah.
It's the same thing for people that, like, you know, that still watch, you know, the weather or like that can't decide for themselves. It's like, hey, man, just fucking, there's a picture of a sun wearing sunglasses. you're probably wearing shorts today.
Right.
If you're waiting around to fucking, we got to hear the weather, it gets, you know.
Yeah. Stick your hand out. Yeah, you'd be surprised. Yeah, so I was going to school for trombone.
And then finally, what? Was there one song or one teacher that was like, "Fucking, I'm out." Like, you know, he's like, "KT, I need you to hit that F sharp." You're like, "Why? Well, I need you to fucking hit that fucking." You know, and then you said something really clever.
Yeah,
Adam couldn't think of right there.
Right. How about you go sharp my D?
Three music majors are cracking up right now.
Yeah.
That's so good if you know what that means.
Yeah.
Not one of them.
Your D sharp is making my E flat. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
That's for the music people out there. So you're making my D flat.
That's really funny. Why don't you crescendo the fuck out of here? All right.
So, yeah, dude, you don't know all the dorky jokes. We used to do this thing in college. Every time, like, we make some kind of, you know, funny, someone would do something weird and we'd say something, we'd all sing it in harmony.
Awesome.
So it'd be like, you're a dumbass, and then you'd be like, you're a dumbass, and we'd just all kind of, like, hold it and just, like,
funny.
So, we did all sorts of stuff. But,
dude, I know, man. I played clarinet. Fucking band people are weird people.
Yeah.
For 6 years. And then I was like, fucking, what am I going to do with this?
Right.
I didn't know. Like, well, I'm learning about you, podcast partner.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know
it's
you were
a clarinet part of my
guy.
Life. I like to just keep, inside the case, which is the title of the one-act play about my clarinet days. Inside the case.
Right.
Or, you know, one last read.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
This is what happened when I was 7 years old. I went to a movie movie, and the movie preview was for Raw. Like, Raw came out in 87.
Yeah,
I was seven. I don't know what movie I was seeing, but it was like the general. It wasn't like some R-rated movie, so whatever the general rated preview for Eddie Murphy Raw. And I saw that, and I was like, this is the fucking coolest thing ever. So I thought,
and that was
stand
just
up,
about the purple suit.
Yeah, and I didn't even know stand up. I thought it was like you get famous, and then we let you go talk shit on everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was the deal. You get famous as an actor or whatever you're doing. And then you're allowed to just fucking comment on everybody and talk.
Sure.
So the clip is like, you know, him making fun of Mr. T or whoever, and Bill Cosby. And so, you know, I'm begging my parents to fucking go watch that shit because I'm seven. and you had to be 17 for an R-rated, and I started I remember bargaining, being like, well, I got one of the numbers, so I should see the first half, you know what I mean? I should watch half of every other line or whatever.
So if I find a one-year-old, together we're 17, right? Perfect.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're so pervy.
That wasn't a pervy thing.
Yeah, find a one-year-old.
It was a little pervy.
We know where you're going.
It could have been a dude.
That's true. So that's double trouble
that's
there.
Right. Okay, that's not better.
Now you're just mixing groups here. So
you know what? I saw that. I got a real strong sense of your pervy ways when you walked in today. You got a haircut. You know, you're clean shaven. You're feeling good. You just came from Playboy Radio.
I did just come from Playboy Radio.
Right, and you start throwing out finding one-year-olds.
He wore a Uncle Sam outfit with two playmates.
I did.
Wow.
If you follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, I believe it's, I said, this is my idea of going to the polls for the election.
Jesus.
And I had two climbing girls.
This guy, man, if you want to talk about, like, play on words, Brad's very good at that shit.
Hey, you know.
Punny.
I try.
Very punny, yeah.
Very punny.
Right. Back to my story, Brad. That's great. I don't want to fucking get depressed more hearing about you, you know, fucking fingering playmates on TV.
She had a dimpled.
I haven't been on TV in 3 years.
She had a dimpled Chad when I was done with her.
Oh, what? Jesus Christ.
All right, back to KT.
All right, you're making my head flat, all right?
back to good stories.
So, what the fuck was I talking about? Basically, I was interested in stand-up, but I never knew about doing it, you know. And so when I get to college, finally, I was going off in the hallway or something about something stupid. And some other guy was like, hey, man, you should do stand-up. And I was like,
God,
what?
Dude, see, that's...
And I was like, what?
Like out of a movie. Like, yeah. Some guy just comes out, he's...
Well, that was like my freshman year, though. And I was just kind of like, well, I get the fuck out. I probably just, you know, cuss them out or something. I was like, yeah, shut the fuck up, man. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I was just ranting about it.
Because I knew, watched it and known about it, obviously. But I never thought that that was like its own career path. And at the time, I'd played trombone in high school so much that when I went to school, I was a music ed major at first. And then my sophomore year decided I just want to be general BA in music. I don't want to be a teacher. But the whole plan was just to play trombone. So go play in fucking Justin Bieber's band or what, you know, whoever, Shakira touring around or some jazz band or whatever, you know, or play in some symphony in some shitty ass city. And that's it.
Side note, my sister actually used to date the trumpet player for Michael Bublé.
Look at that.
And
isn't Michael Bublé a trumpet player? There's
he's the Frank Sinatra style singer.
Oh, right. No, I'm thinking of there's like someone else with the
name. The guy he insisted that we all call him Lips, which just made me fucking hate him.
That's weird.
Like some guy's like, hey, I'm dating your sister, call me Lips. She does. Fuck you, man.
Whoa, like, what?
Wow. Oh, I hated that dude. And
what's his name?
Brian Lips something.
You start referring to him as Lips and you just completely forgot about the real name.
Because I fucking hate him. Okay. Yeah, and now he ruined Michael Bublé.
I'm so sorry that the story reminded you of this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what?
So basically, yeah, I don't know. Someone said do stand up, and then I was like, whatever. And then a couple years later, I was looking online for, you know, a fucking mouthpiece or something. And then somehow, you know, like a related category came up about being an extra in a movie. And I was just like, oh, what's this about? And then
this sounds like a fucking Disney movie. Like some kid pulls out the hallways, hey, kid. That was actually pretty funny back there. You should do stand-up. Now, what are you talking about, man? I was just fucking around. Then you go home. All right, I got to get a new mouthpiece. What's this? Stand-up comedy class?
Right.
This guy earlier today told me I should try comedy.
It kind of was like that. I mean, it was like about a year later, but it was like, yeah, I find something about being an extra in a movie, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. Then I started looking up more shit about that and then find the stand-up comedy book. And so then I just started reading about it, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just write all my shit down that I've been saying randomly in the hallway. So I write it down, then eventually take the workshop. So, and after you do it one time, it was just, you know, I get
like
the bug.
Yeah, it's like a drug, yep.
Yeah, so it was just like, all right, as soon as I graduate, this is it. So,
and so you never had a plan about anything else, because I guess your plan before that was to be a trumpet player. Or no, trumpet.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Wow,
this
dude.
Is what the fuck we're talking about.
See?
Take that I voted sticker off.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. This is why the trombone's not getting any love, man. It's in the fucking horn category, but people go, oh, yeah, fucking trumpet. Louis Armstrong played the trumpet, right?
Right, right.
There's no, I mean, who's like the guy who made the trombone popular?
Exactly.
Nobody.
You
probably know.
The Peanuts, and they go,
the Peanuts. Holy shit, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to
good
fucking.
Reference, sir.
Charlie Brown
that's all
versus.
I have. Yeah.
Or who, was, yeah, which one was it? No, it was.
It was the teacher.
The parents, when the adults talk,
yeah, so
the
wasn't
teacher
even,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine to those kids? That's why they were fucking so stupid. They're sitting there like, I don't know what you're, I don't know what, clearly, I got an F clearly on this test because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's fucked up.
I wonder if any kid in the Peanuts ever like spoke up. Like there had to have been one episode where like they're, because they always sit there and Charlie would be like,
what's that? And she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. He's like, I can't bring Snoopy to class tomorrow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There had to been one kid being like,
it's like a reverse
how
lassie.
Are you fucking understanding what she's saying right now?
Right, right, yeah.
Am I the only one hearing this?
I bet
this?
You there's some like outtakes of when they're the voiceover sessions where some guy just yeah, was like, what the fuck idea. Are you saying?
Right.
And just the guy flipping out.
That's a funny idea.
Got to find that.
And did you have to?
This is scene 4B, take 7. And the guy's like, yeah, mom said it. Okay, excuse me. What the fuck are you saying? And just like, flips
out. Can she at least enunciate the mumbles? Because
we're supposed to act like we know what that is and not like the teacher just had a stroke and right. That's what's happening.
This isn't weird at all. Okay.
Now, when did you decide to move from West Virginia?
I grew up in Virginia.
Oh, Virginia, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I moved out here when I was 23. So I did stand up for a while out there, and then, decided 23.
So you did stand up for 3 years in Virginia.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Like Northern Virginia and D.C., Baltimore, all
right.
That shit. Yeah.
Well, that's what I think is good when guys are in other areas, is they don't immediately just be like, all right, I'm doing this, I'm going to L.A.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. At what point did you kind of...
Well, it was more of like a year and a half there. This is what happened. So, like, when I was 20, I skipped first grade.
That's great. That's all the time we got. KT, thanks for coming by, buddy. Appreciate it.
I skipped first grade, so I was a year younger from my class. So, my senior year, I was 20. Mm-hmm. I took the stand-up comedy workshop, graduated, and then I was like, all right, let me just do work on stand-up here, work in radio, and then move out to L.A. eventually. So I did a couple open mics and shit there. Wasn't doing it too much. Went back to Virginia. And I was still in West Virginia until I was like 22. And then my mom unexpectedly died, actually. And so I had to move back home to Virginia to kind of like, you know, live at the house there and take care of things there. So I did stand up there for about a year and a half after like the first, you know, year and a half of just kind of off and on in like in West Virginia. So then I was in the D.C. area for about a year and a half. And at that point, my dad had a job working in Japan as a university professor. And so he was kind of back and forth like half the year, half the thing. And I was just like, hey, I still want to move to L.A.
Right.
So we were like, all right, well, fuck it. I'm going to pack my car up and move out to L.A. And, you know,
it was basically like you had nothing tying you down.
Yeah, exactly. It was more like, well, you know. But it was good that I actually did that year and a half in D.C. before,
sure.
You know, moving out. Because that first year and a half was just kind of random open mics. And, you know, it wasn't like I was on it consistently. And then when I went to D.C., it was like I was on a lot more.
Yeah, well, because I think one of the most dangerous things that happens to guys is – when they start out, is if they get seen too soon.
Yeah.
Like, if you get seen by a club owner or something and you're not good yet and you suck, it takes a long time for that club owner now then to look at you differently.
And it's a double-edged sword because you want to be patient, but then also I think it's just natural with anybody, especially when you're in L.A. and you're around so many people that are doing well and you're friends with people that are doing well,
yeah.
That you get impatient. So even 2 years in, you're like... I see dudes all the time being like, hey, man, how do I get into the Laugh Factory?
Yeah.
Like, dude, you started 4 months ago. Yeah. It's like, yeah, but I'm ready. Like, you're ready to fucking stop talking to me about, you know, how you want to, you know, proceed in comedy because you're 4 months in. Did you feel like part of you came out here for your mom? Did she know about you?
Yeah, she knew. Well, it was more like that was the plan before. I mean, when I was, like I said, it was like I did it the first time and I was like, this is it. I mean, later, right after I did stand up actually for the first time, like, later that month, I actually came out to L.A. just to visit, and my dad, like, met me out here. He was, like, on a business trip somewhere else or something, so he kind of, like, flew from wherever to here and came out here for, like, a couple days or, like, a week or something just to check it out because I was already, like, I want to move to L.A. I just did stand-up for the first time, like, 2 days before, and I was, like, I'm fucking doing it. Came out here, went to, like, the improv and the things and just check shit out, and I was, like, all right, I'm just going to do it.
Were you intimidated?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, you see all these things that, you know, you hear about all these L.A. things for your whole life, and all of a sudden you're here, and you're like,
and just like any place, man, if you're not comfortable in that space, you don't know people, it's just, I mean, fuck, it's funny.
But at the same time, I was ready. I was like, this is it. Like, there was no, like, hesitation. It was just like, holy shit, but I was like, this is it. I can't wait to get here. But the plan was, is that I was going to work in radio while I pursued getting better at stand-up, because I knew, I was like, I don't want to move out here right away. And plus, I wanted to try to get a radio job, like, as, like, a day job thing. And then after a year and a half of, you know, doing radio or whatever, the 3 years I was doing radio there, I soon realized, I was like, oh, I'm never going to get I'm not going to just show up in L.A. and be, like, the afternoon jock or some shit. You know, like, this is not going to work out. You know, so the plan was always to move to L.A. stand-up. So it's, like, after my mom died, I was kind of like, oh, fuck, but... you know, it was one of those things where it's like, she wouldn't want me to just stop and just live in Virginia the rest of my life and not pursue what I wanted to do, you know? So
And when you told your parents that you wanted to do comedy, they were for it?
They were totally cool.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean...
jealous.
not to make it all sad. My dad actually died earlier this year. And
what?
So not to bring it all down balance out your fucking titty stories and shit.
Yo, when did that happen?
Like April.
You didn't even tell any of us, really.
I think I tweeted it, you know. Sorry. I got a couple hundred fans, so
what
that's about
the fuck,
it.
Man? Wait, and how did your mom...
My mom died. It was like a blood clot, like pulmonary embolism, you know, just fucking kind of gets in your lungs.
She was in good health otherwise?
Yeah, she was fine. So it was just kind of out of nowhere.
Jesus.
And dad she was 54. Dad was like, he was 75 and had this kind of like pneumonia thing that had been fighting off for like 5-6 years. And so, you know, and he worked a lot. So it was just kind of like kind of getting to him eventually, I think. But
how the fuck?
You
know. So, dude, how do you deal with that?
My mom was tough because, like, you know, I was closer with my mom because my dad was gone a lot growing up. Yep. But so that was such a shock because it was like, what the fuck? It was more like, I'm not ready. Like, I'm fucking 22. I don't know what to do. I was always pretty, I'm an only child. So like, I was always pretty independent growing up and like taking care of my own shit.
Yeah, but
and,
still, yeah.
You know, when I was at college, I was pretty like on top of like, you know, taking care of everything. So in that sense, I was, but it was still just like, what, you know, what, where did this happen? And
because
sure.
You get, you know, especially in college, I think you're still in that my parents are going to be around forever.
Yeah,
mentality.
There's like a safety net. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And
so that sucks.
The transition time when you're like, you start to realize, all right, they're getting older, certain things happen, and you're like, all right, I got to start paying more attention to that. But so you were still in a mentality of just like, yeah she's fine, and she's in my life.
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, with my mom at the time, like that was just it made me really just buckle down and just, you know, if anything, it probably hindered my relationship, not just like with girls, but just like with anybody's making ability, because I just kind of, you know, walled off and was like, because my whole thing was like, all right, there's no safety net. You got to be on top of all your shit. So we got to buckle down. There's no plan B, because my whole thing was like at the time, like comedy's the main thing. Those who have a plan to fall back on usually do. So there is no other plan.
Yep.
Like, this is it, you know?
You have,
so
you
I
have
gotta
to succeed
be,
at this.
So I'm driving to Philly. I'm driving to New York. I'm driving all over the fucking place. You know, that's like a four-hour drive to New York, Philly, for open mics and all that bullshit. But I was like, I got to get on every night. I got to be on Comedy Central in, like, 6 years or whatever. You know, it was just like, and just made a plan and just started plowing to it and just focused on that. I probably should have gone to therapy for sure, but you know, I had
well,
no
we
one
all to... should at some point. I still haven't, man. My ex was just like, at one point, she's like, "You're gonna go, right, for us?" And I was like, "Totally, I'm going tomorrow." And fucking, you know, 2 weeks later, how was it? How was
Wendy's?
Oh, fucking yeah, Wendy's. Yeah, it was great. I'm still eating the Frosty spoon.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, in that sense, it was kind of like a nose to the grindstone. Like, hey, there's no turning back now.
Did you put in
you
so many hours?
So
still,
yeah,
I mean,
it was just like you gotta just this is it. Yeah. You gotta fucking do it. My dad's not around to really help, so it's just like got nothing else to do. Let's just fucking go out every night, write jokes, and try to get on stage as much as possible.
Yeah, and you said something kind of key back when you said most comics that have a safety net usually fall into it.
I think that's everybody. I don't think it's just comics. It's just if you well, I think I don't know how. You know, it's one of those things where if you occupy 20% of your brain going like, well, if this doesn't work out, I can always fucking do that.
For
you're
sure.
not focusing enough energy in the direction you want to go. So
absolutely.
I'm not saying everyone should just not ever have a backup plan. It's just more, you know, you don't want to be irresponsible with it, but it's just more, you can't always be going, well, I'll do this, and if that doesn't work out this,
dude.
Then you're not good at anything, and you're spending too much time divvying it up, you know?
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Will Smith said on Oprah once, if you have a plan... Will Smith said on Oprah once,
that's
take,
how it went.
Take two. He goes, he goes, if I had a plan B, it would have just distracted from my plan A.
Yeah.
And the same thing. He was just like, I never, he's like, if I thought of another option of something to do, I wouldn't have given myself a legit shot to,
exactly,
to tackle the first thing I wanted to
do. Yeah, you
do.
Hold yourself back and you make excuses. It's easy to be like, oh, well, maybe I'll do the thing.
Well,
I mean,
get this other job.
And then eventually you, and that's why you see so many people end up going back to law school or fucking, or, you know, actors who just get, you know, off.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to producing, you know.
Because you always had that in your back pocket and you kind of always knew that you were going to do that, but you didn't want to convince yourself. You want to just be able to tell yourself later, oh, I tried. I went out to LA for a year and it didn't work
and
out. So, fuck those guys.
See,
you know?
And some people actually are completely fine with maybe trying and then being like, fuck, that's tough. I don't like, I
and
have
that's
friends
the thing.
That would, a girl from Seattle, actually, she moved out here. She's only here for, I think, 4 months. So I, every time she mentions it, I'm like, you didn't even give yourself a smidgen of a chance to see what it was like. But even in that 4 months, though, I tip my hat to her. It's like, fuck. I mean, now she's back in Seattle. She's got a kid and husband. She's happier there.
Wow.
But she was like such a good actress that I'm sure there's a piece of her somewhere that's like, fuck. Like, I think part of it is an excuse where she's like, I tried. Exactly. I tried in L.A. Mm-hmm. So to let herself know that, like, I'm fine doing what I'm doing. I know that deep down she wants to have tried, but she also didn't want it bad enough to go through the shit that she saw I was going through at the time. And she's like, fuck, so you're just grinding out. You work at a theme park. You intern at a casting office for no money. And you're at an agency that does hand modeling and fucking they looked at your hands and said, you know, too hairy. Fucking, you're out of here.
Yeah.
Too hairy. What are you, jammed all those in basketball? You still wearing a pinky ring? What are you, gay? I was like, I don't know. And then,
do I have to be for this job? isn't it weird though? Sometimes like that's a mentality, like sometimes really talented people and people with absolutely no talent have. Like there's some people that just want to come out. They're really naturally talented, but they're either scared of the lifestyle or taking those chances and all that trials and tribulations or whatever that you have to go through to get there. Or they just don't want that lifestyle. They're just like, I want to have a nice place and have a nice day. Yeah, right. I don't want to fucking live in this bullshit part of town and do this for 8 years.
Be waiting for auditions, constantly having people tell me I'm not good enough to do something that I know I am.
Yeah.
I
mean, weighs so much more to them. And it makes sense that they feel good that – even though there may be still part of them that wants to do it, they feel comfortable with, like, you know what? This was more important to me. I could have done it, but these other extraneous factors, whatever. And then there's the opposite side where the people just suck shit. They come out here, and then they fucking bullshit around for, like,
for 2 months or a year, and they go, fuck L.A., dude. Yeah, that place is for losers. Dude, you know, and then every time they meet an actor, they're just so bitter. They go, oh, you're an actor? They're at a party? They're like, oh, cool. Yeah, dude, I was in L.A. once. I tried.
Exactly, let me tell you about the L.A. machine and what it does to you.
But
I was out there for 6 months.
What have you been on?
Yeah.
Just like, oh, man, you know, I've been out there.
It's all bullshit, bro.
Oh, yeah, trust me, dude. I was an extra on Just Shoot Me once. Dude, I mean, I was so much funnier than all the people on the show.
Yeah.
But what do? I wasn't on the show, so I just had to sit there and watch and know I was so much better.
And then they have some crazy lines. Yeah, the director actually came up to me and was like, we wish you could do the line, but fucking, we got to pay David Spade.
Yeah. But we hired him, and he's under contract, like, and you just showed up, and you actually just got, you know, bustled through here in a cattle of other fucking...
But what's funny about those people is even as much as they say all that shit, I think they're still happy with... that they took a shot because they knew deep downside they were never going to make it. So they at least felt like, well, I went there, tried it, fucking, hey, now I can be the guy in Montana that like went to L.A. for a little bit. You know?
And that's the difference between them and us is none of us can live with the fact of not doing this and you'll be knowing that you'll always be haunted by the fact of like, God, what would have happened if I...
And also I have no family and nothing else to do. So that's probably also another difference.
Well, that too.
But yeah.
That kind of adds on to it.
You know what, though, man? Like, you know, you pull that... Now, how come you haven't ever pulled the trombone out for any of your closers?
Everyone always asks that. And you know what? I got close to almost doing it one time for a college tape submission, trying to get on these NACA showcases.
Just try to, like, diversify
just, like,
yourself.
I was just like, man, I'm just going to do a fucking thing where it's like, I was, you know, this girl said, wah, 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 you know, and I was like, bum, bum, bum. And then I went into her room, and it was like, da, 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 you know, like,
yo, I mean,
playing Mario Brother, just, like, recognizable, corny shit.
Yo, why not, man?
It's just,
Is it just not you?
Get the laughs to
I don't
get
know what they, like, the acting version of it would be is, like, if you're this great theatrical actor or you're this great movie thing, and then you have to go do this bullshit-ass, like, kids play where you're just like hoking it up, and it's just like, I just don't.
Can you
write
it into a bit of something where you have to, like, you know, to talk about how you play trombone and
you just not want
to
carry a trombone everywhere?
Number one, it's a big, loud instrument. I don't think people realize in a closed, like, you
comedy
know,
club, yeah.
like close quarters. Like, if I was this close playing, it would blow your fucking head off. Like, it you don't understand like how loud it is when you're not you're at a concert hall where you're expecting it to be that loud, you know. And two, you have to use your mouth to play. So with piano or guitar, you could be telling jokes and playing some shit and kind of accent your shit. But because I'd be talking and playing it's kind of, I don't know, I haven't figured out a thing. And it would be cheapening it a little bit, I think, from my music major brothers and sisters that were like
they'd be happy that you were giving the trombone some fucking credit.
If it worked out, but it'd be like the things I'd have to do would be kind of like cheesy and corny to them. Like if I did like the Mario Brother thing, like you know, the fucking level
like
1-2. No, that's like that's like a seventh grade trombone.
Yo,
thing.
But here's what I'm saying.
But everyone else would be like, oh, that's fucking cool.
Yo, if you want dwarves to continue to misconstrue trombones for trumpets,
you know what? You're right.
All I'm saying is that when I'm holding a trumpet, I'm small. People
when
assume
are you
it's
holding
a trombone.
A trumpet?
That's true. A trumpet looks like a trombone.
First of all, I love that sense. All I know is when I'm holding a trumpet. Fucking, when are you holding?
Those I just days. Made the jump in my head.
I thought you were going to say if you... Oh, shit. I just lost my head from the thing. I thought you were going to say if you want dwarves to continue getting more pussy than trombone players, then I need to
hilarious.
Start playing my trombone.
Well, that's, me? That's a never... game show I'm pitching to sci-fi. Trombone players versus
dwarves.
Do you
get more pussy than a dwarf? Oh, okay. That's a,
yeah, hey, that. I like that one.
That's a tough one.
Where
right?
Brad where Brad brings guys on each week and what yeah, basically right? has to
all right.
tell a story like the, we just did.
This week's contestant makes $325,000 a year, drives a nice car, loves his mom, but can he get more pussy than a dwarf? Let's send him out
and
there.
And if he does, he gets a dwarf.
There right? you go.
Nobody's giving away dwarfs yeah. for prizes.
That's true.
It's always dwarf Casio pussy. Keyboards or money or
how more excited
scooters.
Do you think the Deal or No Deal people would be if they opened up the case and there was a dwarf
yo,
inside?
That's incredible.
There's, I mean, hopefully there's air holes.
There's definitely
that's
some organization that would be against that.
Most of them.
Wait, can I tell one more story since yeah. we're just ruining my chances of ever finding a good woman to be with the rest of my life?
This will be the closure. This will be the closure story, by the way.
I just want to know if you can top this, Brad.
Okay.
All right,
okay. Please do.
Okay, on a scale of like hotness, you've mm-hmm. probably definitely gotten way more hot chicks than me. Just
sure.
just the talking about all this Playboy, all these chicks, you know. Mm-hmm. But I want, as far as the most categories at one time thing, I think this is my best ever.
Okay.
I
like this stat.
This is a few years ago, I don't know, like 3 years ago, something like that. And I went to Montana to do a show of all places.
Billings?
No, it wasn't even one of the major cities. Like, I flew into Billings or Butte or something and then drove, like, a couple hours
oh,
up
Jesus.
Into, like, some small school, like, way in the middle of nowhere. Like, I'm, like, a half an hour from Canada. Like,
one of those things where they're like, take a left at the deer, and you're like, there's just one deer? Yeah, he never moves. He's out there for good.
That's his spot.
It's his
yeah.
spot.
Yeah, I'm, like, a mile and a half away from Canada.
Gotcha.
So 30 minutes with Brad walking. And... and I'm at this school, and call it's a back. Small show, and it's like 12 people or 15 people, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. And
perfect.
So I do this thing, and there's this girl who looks kind of Asian there. It's all, you know, mm-hmm. white people in the middle of Montana. And so then afterwards, I go talk to her. I'm like, oh, hey, what's going on? And then she had this funny accent. I was like, what's going on? She's like, oh.
A funny Asian accent or funny?
I couldn't place it. I was like, what is she saying? She's like kind of nervous and stuff. She's like, oh, what are you doing? That thing? And I was like, all right, are you Asian? And she's like, you know Kazakhstan? And I'm like, and of course you immediately think Borat,
yeah.
but it's like,
yeah.
I don't want to say it right to this chick's face.
No. Right.
And this is just like, you know, a couple years after it came out or whatever. So I'm like, yeah. And then she's like, I'm from there. I'm Kazakh. I'm from Kazakhstan. But she looks super Asian. I was like, oh, I thought you were like Korean or something. And she's like, well, I'm from near the northeast corner is near the border of China and Russia. And then
oh,
I realized
shit.
She had this Russian accent. So I was like, what the fuck? I'm looking at like a, just imagine like a
Korean
looking chick.
Korean.
So like if, yeah. so like if Lucy Liu talked to you like this.
Oh God, please, you're giving me a
but had a must, but had a mustache.
Yeah, she had a fat mustache. So and her dick was amazing, but like no, so because you know China's right there and fucking Genghis Khan raping everybody and whatever,
sure.
you know, people in that region, you're gonna look Asian
yep.
even though you're not.
Sure.
And so
yep.
I was like, holy shit, she has a Russian accent, she's mm-hmm. fucking from Kazakhstan, she's Muslim, but she's you know, but she looks Asian. It was like this whole fucking crazy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I kind of like give her my info or something like that, or get her number or whatever. I was like, oh, well, maybe you show me around later or something. That she's
you'll
like,
show
okay,
me
yeah.
the round.
Really, yeah,
really like cool. I'd love to maybe you know do your hair or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, she was getting her, so I go back to my hotel and I start texting her. I'm like, oh, what is there to do? And then she's like, I don't know. I just, you know, I've been here for a semester. And, you know, she just came from some other school. She got transferred a couple times. And
well,
she's
I'm
like
so,
19.
I'm so lonely for a huge American
yeah.
penis.
So I call her up. I'm like, oh, so I was like, why don't you just show me around campus? Maybe we'll, you know, just walk around, get something. And she's like, you expect me to believe that? And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, I do. And she just kind of laughed. She's like, okay. And I was just like, whoa, like she already knows it's on, but like, is like, fuck it, whatever, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
So so then I fucking drive, you know, go to get a campus. We kind of walk around campus. It's all cold. We go to, you know, thing. I was like, oh, let's go to the fucking liquor store. Let's get something to drink or whatever. And then she's like, oh, you know, thing. You know, she's like 19. I was like, oh, I can't get this underage chick drunk or whatever. I'm like, fuck. So then we just like go back to the hotel room. And we're just like, all right, well, let's fucking. I'm trying to show her videos on YouTube thing or whatever. I was like, I don't even. Because it's like.
It's a real move, by the way.
Yeah. Because it's like her English is good, but it's like she's just nervous. She just.
Like, hey, let's watch some informative how to speak better English videos online.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what to show her. I can't show her Borat. Like, she's probably annoyed with that. I don't want to be the guy who's like, oh, look, fucking Borat. Like, bro, don't be that guy,
no, don't
you
be
know?
That guy.
So I just. I never brought it up. I just was like, oh, what? She might even said something. I was like, oh yeah, okay, that
Borat,
guy.
Borat, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah,
movie.
The only what movie I've it? Seen, like, 3 times in a movie theater. But, like, so, anyways, yeah, we start hooking up, and then, you know, so she's got this nice 19, mm-hmm. Muslim, from Kazakhstan, looks Asian, sounds Russian, okay? So that's what we got going on here.
Wow. I'll take girls you never would fucking think you're going to fuck for 1,000 hours.
Exactly. It's a fucking daily double. So... we start hooking up. Then she's like, I can't. I got the woman things, you know, whatever. And I'm like.
Address it, by the way.
And what's that?
I've got the woman things. It's just a cute, adorable way. It's just a more pleasant way to,
problems, you know, whatever, some shit like that. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, you know what? I don't have to change these sheets. I don't give a fuck. It's a hotel room. I'm in Montana. I can't pass up these fucking 5 things we
lay
got.
Lay down
on
the towels and let's have some fun.
Yeah, I got 5 things here. Add period to that. That's 6. I mean, I don't know what fucking time you've ever hit
it's
six
like,
things.
It's like Mark
Saratella's
joke.
And nothing will stop you when you're first into your girl at first. Like even when she's like, hey, I'm on it's my time of the month. And you go, well, looks like we're getting out the dirty blanket. Let me show you.
You know what's going on, bro.
Yeah, you know what's going on.
Listen to
a couple of past episodes from Mark Saratella to know why that is so funny. But Mark basically sounds like Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jim basically, we hook up and it was a fucking mess. And
part was coming.
It was
shit.
Crime scene.
I normally don't say that, but yeah, it was day one. You know what I mean? Like it was fucking bad. And but whatever, count it. You know what I'm saying? And,
but whatever, count
you know
it.
What? You got the stat.
Yeah, I wore a condom.
You know what?
It's all
that's,
good. You know?
You know, we've ended now 2 episodes that I can where our guest has said something where I'm like, that's a T-shirt. Like Steve Ranzisi, we were talking about the NBA, WNBA, and he goes, "Play with your titties out." And so we were like, "Titties out" would be a good slogan for the WNBA.
Yeah, there you go.
And you said. What did you just say?
But whatever, count it.
But whatever, count it.
Whatever, count it.
Count it, you know? So it counts. And that was that.
That's to see stories like this in tweet form, please follow KT Tatara on Twitter.
Yes.
At KT Tatara.
But I'm looking for love, okay, ladies out there listening.
Yeah, let's not forget the real reason we brought
you on. That's the old
me,
okay? Listen, I'm a good, honest, nice, caring, loving person. I have a very clean apartment.
He's got very clean hygiene and skin.
Yeah, I got a little cut on my nose. I don't know how this happened.
Half Asian, half white ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
how would you? Yeah. I mean, let's for the ladies who are listening.
You know, I'm a good listener.
Yourself?
I do listen to the little things that girls think. A lot of guys forget, and most guys probably do forget. But I try to like key in on like. Okay, this is important to her. I got to jog. I'll text this myself. Like, I'll have to remember this later.
I think that's why you're so articulate when you are breaking down the differences between
I guess. I'm listening to, like, certain kind of key things that stick out to me that are, like, important to them. I think that's, like, the thing people forget. It's like everyone kind of judges other people on them not thinking like yourself. But you got to remember, it makes sense to them. You know what I mean? When you get in a fight, you're like, oh, what the fuck? What are you doing? Because they're not doing what you would do. But you got to remember, like, to them, that's right.
Yep.
You know? So... just knowing what the other person is really into and just kind of respecting that.
Yep.
You know, I try to do. And I've gotten it all out of my system, ladies. I never cheated. I've never done anything like that. You know, I had my time. I didn't stand up 12 years now. I'm ready to settle down.
Yeah,
so
there you go. You're a catch, man. You're a catch.
At KT Tatara. Do you have a website?
Yeah, kttatara.com. It's currently being remodeled, under construction, whatever. But I can go on YouTube.
You have a hilarious YouTube video, a song. There was a YouTube video a few years ago.
Oh, butt sex. Yeah.
I wasn't.
Well, that one's
that one.
Incredible. But
this is the worst time I have to say this right after I'm just like made this heartfelt thing. Hey, ladies.
Oh, you mean my whole thing on butt sex?
Come on, ladies. I'm a really nice guy. Oh, you mean my butt sex
no.
video? Yeah.
You know what, though? I'm talking about the one you did at the UCLA.
Yes.
That's the one I was
And you did that so quickly, too.
Yeah, I did that week. Yeah.
I'm a good guy. I'm ready to settle down. Now, KT, let's talk about one of your most popular web videos, a song you wrote entitled Butt Sex.
That was for the ladies, though. I would say it's the most romantic
As
song.
Most butt sex always is.
It's a romantic butt sex song.
You know, in all truthfulness here, it's catchy, and It gets you thinking about something that maybe we're not talking enough about.
You know?
There's a lot of issues on the ballot this year. You know, hey, should we post on food that is, you know, being genetically engineered? Yeah. Should we...
Should porn stars be wearing
should
condoms?
Should porn stars be wearing condoms?
Right.
Well, you know, how about we toss those to the side for a couple of years and talk about the real problems?
Yeah.
About how there's not enough catchy R&B songs talking about the art form known as... anal.
See, that's the problem right there. Anal. It just sounds bad.
Yeah,
okay? And so I'm trying to get people to... It's like people say midget.
Well,
no, you want to say
sound
dwarf.
Any better?
Is I think it sounds good. Like, look, butt fucking is what gay dudes
ugh,
do.
Take it easy, man.
Anal is what porn
like
stars do. Butt sex, that's for couples. You know what I mean? That's love.
Wow, that's hilarious.
So...
We just... We
I think I...
See, the terminology.
Butt sex. It's for couples. There we go.
T-shirt.
Couples. There we go.
T-shirt.
Hashtag butt sex. It's for couples.
We'll do 60-40 on that.
Yeah.
KT Tatara. Follow him on Twitter. Visit his website. Look on his
YouTube
videos.
If I don't get to 2,500 followers, I'm going to cut my dick off. Okay?
All right.
So...
Yo, you heard it here first.
And I highly advise people to go out and see
go
you.
Go see KT live, man.
Yeah, if you're in the
he's
area.
He's our buddy, but he's also one of the funniest comics in the game.
Oh, thanks, you guys.
Yeah, you are, man.
I just always say if you just Google KT and comedian, I'm the only guy named KT that's
perfect.
A comedian, so you'll find all my shit that way.
Yep.
There you go. Adam Ray, talk about your stuff.
Well, you can follow me at Adam Ray Comedy. All my videos at AdamRayTV.com.
Oh, God.
And
Tony Danza.
And, and I'll be at the Lake Tahoe Improv headlining this Wednesday through Sunday. You can get your tickets at Tahoe.com. That's not correct. Just go ahead and Google Lake Tahoe Improv plus tickets, and something will come up to direct you to there. And I will also be at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood and the Improv in Hollywood next Wednesday, November 14th at 10 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Hey, thanks for having me on, you guys. You guys are
obviously.
Seriously, like, the best. You know, you guys are one of my
no problem,
favorite
dude.
Podcasts in this room to be on. So...
You're our favorite podcast that does it in the green room when we can't schedule on a day to do it in the actual studio.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll take it.
It works out. BradWilliamsComedy.com. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. Check out all my tour dates. And like I said at the beginning of the podcast, I'll be in San Francisco this weekend announcing Red Bull Flugtag. So come on out there.
He'll be announcing what? Fuck, what that means.
Red Bull Flugtag. It means flying machine in German. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Wunderbar.
Flying machine. Fuck. No, it probably means fuck the Jews. Probably. But they're like, yeah, it's flying machine, Brad. Just come up and wear a little hat, and you'll be doing this a lot with your hands straight up in the air. But don't worry. That's just the starting. That's basically letting people know
just
that you start flying the Red Bull fucking plane.
And you're marching, but only because dwarfs marching is funny.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
It's funny. It's hilarious.
Wow. And don't worry. Everybody's going to get on a train. But if they don't come back, just fucking just turn the other way, all right? That's for...
this has been the About Last Night Show. For KT Tatar, Adam Ray, I'm Brad Williams. Please try to remember our names in the morning.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.